Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55, an evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast, and then Wednesdays at 6:45 we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We begin our program today with a favorite around the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Brother Lindell singing a great, exciting song entitled, I'm Drinking from My Saucer, Cause My Cup Has Overflowed.
I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. A fountain full of blessings on me He has bestowed. I'm tasting love and mercy like I have never known. I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. This mortal man can't understand the love He has in store. Cause every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. He said our work for Him would not be turned in vain. And He promised me a blessing I could not contain. And now I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflown. A fountain full of blessings on me He has bestowed. I'm tasting love and mercy like I have never known. I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. Well, excuse me if I seem to be a tad beside myself, but I have been adopted by a family of wealth. Well, it's not that I've got money or things that you can't see. My inheritance is heaven for eternity. And now I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. A fountain full of blessings on me He has bestowed. I'm tasting love and mercy like I have never known. I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. A fountain full of blessings on me He has bestowed. I'm tasting love and mercy like I have never known. I'm drinking from the saucer, cause my cup has overflowed.
How awesome is the Lord Most High.
Great are You, Lord, mighty in strength. You are faithful, and You will ever be. We will praise You all of our days. It's for Your glory we offer everything. Raise your hands, all you nations, shout to God, all creation. How awesome is the Lord Most High.
Amen.
Okay. All right. If you live long enough, you realize that God is the fount of every blessing. We're going to sing about that. It's on page 169, coming out there.
Become the fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Stream of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy help I come. Till I know that I can measure safely how to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering to praise how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace be such a debtor by my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel this. Prone to leave the God I know. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for
this next song is called The Love of God. And if you think about the most awesome love there is in the universe, the Father of us all.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with
this time, Shane's going to sing a song for us that I know is going to bless your heart.
He climbs in my lap for a good night hug. He calls me Dad and I call him Bub. His faded old pillow and a bear named Pooh. He snuggles up close and says, I want to be like you. tuck him in bed and kiss him goodnight. Tripping over the toys as I turn out the light. And I whisper a prayer, someday he'll see. He's got a father in God, 'cause he's seen Jesus in me. Lord, I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be just like me. Wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that his little eyes can see. I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be like me. I've got to admit, I've got so far to go. Made so many mistakes, and I'm sure that you know. Sometimes it seems no matter how hard I try, with all the pressures in life, I just can't get it all right. But I'm trying so hard to learn from the best, being patient and kind, filled with your tenderness. 'Cause I know that he'll learn from the things that he sees, and the Jesus he finds will be the Jesus in me. Lord, I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be like me. Right now, from where he stands, I may seem mighty tall, but it's only 'cause I'm learning from the best father of them all. Lord, I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be like me. Lord, I wanna be just like you, 'cause he wants to be like me.
The title of the message today is The Greatest Preacher Who Ever Lived. Being a preacher, naturally, I'm very interested in preachers, and I've been preaching for many, many years, have studied preachers for a long time, and it would be an interesting question if you asked people, who is the greatest preacher that ever lived? Well, we're going to tell you today on this broadcast who the greatest preacher that ever lived is. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 13, the Bible says, when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Now that tells us that the Lord Jesus was regular in worship. Apparently he was a very good reader, and they were used to having him read the scriptures. Back then, of course, everyone didn't have a Bible, as we today are so blessed to have Bibles in our homes, readily and easily accessible. And so they would go together to buy these very expensive scrolls, the copies of the scripture, and then they would gather and someone would read from those. And apparently Jesus was a wonderful reader, and as his custom was, he went regularly on the Sabbath day, and the Bible says he stood up to read. In verse 17, the Bible says, "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." Now, it didn't open to it accidentally. He rolled to it. He found the place. And here's what it said. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" They were amazed always when they heard him speak the power of his words, the gracious words. Later, even the soldiers would say, "Never man spake like this man." But notice he read a text from Isaiah which says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach." That's in verse 18. And then he said in verse 19, "to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." In verse 18, he had said again, "to preach deliverance." And so, you know, we think of Jesus as many things. Certainly we think of him as creator. We think of him as healer. We think of him as savior. And he is indeed prophet, priest, and king. But few people think of him as preacher. But Jesus was a preacher. He said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And I would say he was the greatest preacher that ever lived. We still preach his messages today in our churches around the world. Millions will have gathered, many millions will have gathered and heard his word, his messages, his sermons being preached. You know, like Paul today, I magnify mine office. In Romans 11:13, Paul said, "I magnify mine office." In 1 Corinthians 1:21, Paul said, "After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God." It was so smart it didn't need God anymore. "It pleased God," the Bible says, "by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Now, how does God save people? It pleased God. This is what pleased God, by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I'm just old-fashioned enough to believe that God is still calling preachers, and I still believe in God-called preachers. You know, a while back I was in a store, and a young man spotted me down an aisle and came to me and embraced me. And I remembered many years ago leading that young man to a saving knowledge of Christ in a parking lot. And someone says, "Couldn't you get saved in a parking lot?" Well, that young man did. And he bowed his head there in that parking lot and invited Christ into his heart to be his Savior. Followed the Lord in baptism, became a faithful, obedient Christian, and hadn't seen him in a long time. He lives in a different area, but he told me he was still serving the Lord. And in fact, he had on a witness t-shirt and is serving the Lord today as a youth pastor. That's been some time back that all of this transpired. I mean, even going back for years when he came to know Christ. But what a joy to know that there still are people who feel the call of God upon their life. I was privileged for a number of years to teach at a training institution, the Arlington Baptist College, where primarily preachers and missionaries are trained, although the school is fully accredited and does, in fact, turn out public school teachers, educators, and others as well. Some have gone on to do other things and done graduate work elsewhere and proceeded into other areas, such as law or some other field. But most of those young people end up being in ministry. And I hear from them even till yet, and how we rejoice to see how God is using them literally around the world. And it's so exciting to know that God is still calling young men and young women to serve him and to be his servants. And they're serving as preachers, teachers, missionaries around the world. Now, it's really Christ in them. You know, it always is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The point is, Christ is still living in people, and he's using some people to preach. Now, it doesn't matter what he calls you to do, and there are no small callings with God. Whatever God leads you to do, it's a great thing if it's his will for your life. But today I'm talking about Jesus as the preacher. You know, Jesus was good at everything he did. He was special always. Certainly he was the Son of God. In Mark 7:37, the Bible says, "They were beyond measure astonished, saying, 'He hath done all things well.'" And everything Jesus ever did, he did it well. And as a preacher, he had no one who could compare to him. His preaching was powerful. Let's look at some thoughts together today about his preaching. The first thing we'll mention is that his preaching was anointed. The Bible says in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel." And of Jesus he had the Spirit without measure. John 3:34, "For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." He lived and walked always in perfect fullness of the Spirit, and his preaching was anointed. Any God-called preacher will tell you that without the anointing of the Lord on the preaching, there will be no power. But when Jesus preached, there was power. The Bible says the power of the Lord was present. And it was always so when the Lord Jesus preached. Number one, his preaching was anointed. Number two, his preaching was articulate. Luke 4:22, "All bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth." And again, we mentioned the officers in John 7:46 said, "Never man spake like this man." His preaching was articulate. Number three, his preaching was accurate. You know, today we hear some preachers going out on limbs and making all kind of predictions and things that are not biblically accurate. And sometimes people then laugh at the Bible and laugh at preachers. But Jesus' preaching was accurate. And when you read your Bible is accurate. It's the interpretations of men that err. You know, Jesus said, "I am the way," John 14:6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And so his preaching, number three, was accurate. Number four, his preaching was aggravating. I believe when Jesus preached that people got under conviction. In Luke 4:28 through 30, the Bible says, "All they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up, and thrust him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went on his way." You know, maybe like so many today, they wanted preaching that was amusing or appeasing, but his preaching at times was angering, and it was aggravating. So when you hear a preacher preaching, and maybe his preaching is a little bit aggravating or offensive, maybe he's just telling the truth of what the Bible says. Number five, his preaching, the preaching of Jesus, was amazing. It was astonishing. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 that at Capernaum, a city of Galilee, he taught them. And verse 32 says, "And they were astonished at his doctrine." Oh, how our precious Lord could preach. And then number six, his preaching was asserted. That verse we just read, Luke 4:32, says they were astonished at his doctrine, is followed by these words, "For his word was with power." And so when Jesus preached, he was assertive. Being the truth, he could speak with authority. And that's our next point. Number seven, preaching was authoritative. Luke chapter 4 and verse 36 says, "And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, 'What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out.'" And then Luke 11:32 talks about the men of Nineveh and says, "They'll rise up in judgment and condemn that later generation because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And the text says, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. And then in Mark 1:22, the Bible says they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority. I want you to understand that when the Lord Jesus speaks, he speaks with authority. And then number 8, his preaching was apocalyptic. Now, I know there's been a lot of mockery of that and some false messages, many false messages going out, apocalyptic messages. But Jesus did warn of the end times. In Luke 12:40, he said, be ye therefore ready. He said, the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Now, I don't know when he's coming. The Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. And we don't follow or believe in date setters. But the Bible does say, be ready, because he's coming in an hour when you think not. And I don't know if there's ever been a time when so many folks didn't think he was coming and openly mock the fact of his coming. But he said he's coming. In Luke 21:27 and 28, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And so his preaching was apocalyptic. And the Bible says, be ready, because you don't know when he might come. And then number 9, his preaching was altering. By that, I mean it was life-changing. He preached of sins forgiven and told people how they could be saved. And his preaching was absolute. He said in Luke 21:33 that heaven and earth would pass away, but his words would not pass away. He said in Luke 19:10 that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And today he'd like to be your Savior and your friend. I'm talking about the greatest preacher that ever lived, the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.